Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check them out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm well. We're running
late. Too.
You know, no one has really hit on the biggest issue with the Florida State thing yet, in my estimation. And we'll get to that in a little bit. Kelly ran out of here, Ramona. I think because on Friday when she was leaving, I told her Arkansas is going to beat Texas straight up. She didn't want to hear any of that. I told her. I was as sure as could be on that. You know, we've had two. Obviously, we give out Arkansas as a road rage guarantee because it was just ridiculous. I compared it to Nebraska being a favorite at Illinois in game one, saying how on earth could Nebraska be a favorite on the road? How on earth could Texas be a 7-point favorite on the road against a Power 5 team? There's just no reason to. But I knew that Texas's run defense was atrocious. I saw that in the Louisiana game. Remember, Louisiana was missing their two best backs from a year ago, the two guys who accumulated all the yards. If those two guys played, they would have beaten Texas. I think that was what I saw in the Texas defense and Texas linebackers against Louisiana made me know that Arkansas would run all over them. But we have a lot to get to on today's show.
So did I get that one right?
I believe you did. I believe you and I had Arkansas. I'm not sure.
I know, but see, we're doing it by the spread now, and I don't really.
Well, Arkansas was getting 7 points.
Right. I knew that. I know how the spread works.
And they won the game by like 30, okay. So they didn't need the 7 points.
All right. Okay.
Beat Texas's brains out.
Yeah, I know how the spread works, but then I didn't watch the game, so I didn't know. Because last week I got the FSU thing right, and I don't know how I did because they lost.
Do you know the thing that everyone missed, I think, on the FSU thing that I've not heard a single person say? I mentioned a quack in the exchange between shows, is this. Okay, you're only up a field goal, all right? If you want to defend against a long field goal, okay. You know, you're still talking, you needed a 20-yard throw and a stoppage to make that a 52-yard field goal, which is still a lengthy field goal, but it's possible, okay? And so I can understand not being in complete prevent if you want to guard against a field goal. But here's the thing here's the real dilemma. You had to make it absolutely clear to all of your defensive backs on the field that if somebody starts to go by you, you tackle them. You just flat out tackle them because it's a 15-yard penalty. So you had to be sure of that. You know, and that's something that had they been told – they would never have allowed that ball to be completed. They just would have tackled him. Once a guy gets a step, you just drag him to the ground. Period. Just drag him to the ground. It doesn't matter how you do it. Just drag him to the ground. And it's clear that they weren't told that. Clear. It was stupid all the way around. I mean, you know, you have to be in some sort of prevent look. But your DBs need to know that if somehow they get beaten deep, just tackle them. They were not told to just tackle them because they clearly did not. So that's a bit of a dilemma. Aside from the dilemma of losing to Jacksonville State, and Florida State is no better than they've been. And let's remember, they needed a missed extra point in double overtime to beat Louisiana Monroe a couple of years ago at home. So it's all bad. We're going to get to all these things later. Trust me, none of these teams are going to escape our wrath. We have lots to get to on all of these issues, on all these issues. Texter's writing me about little Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett played well. I, you know what?
Did he?
I'm not certain that JT Daniels is better than Stetson Bennett. I'm just not. I'm not certain he is. He's taller, but is he better? I don't know.
That's mean right there.
He's taller, but
well, now so they used him before, remember? And so then they took him out and they put JT Daniels in.
Yeah, well, they did little Stetson Bennett no favors last year. They should have used him out of a moving pocket more instead of just having him be a pocket passer. Or increase the depth of his drops. They had to do something to prevent the batted balls at the line of scrimmage, which invariably turn out to be interceptions. So there's all of that. There's all of that.
So he lost it from last year to this year to JT Daniels.
Well, he moved way down the depth chart. He was like fourth or fifth on the depth chart. But if you remember, I said before the year, even though these other guys, Vandegrift, et cetera, were in front of him on the back, in front of him on the depth chart, do you remember I said before the year, before the first game, that if JT Daniels gets hurt, I said I expect Stetson Bennett to be the replacement, not those other guys who are ahead of him on the depth chart. And Stetson Bennett, now I realize the level of opponent is poor. I get that. But UAB is still known as a good defensive team. And little Stetson Bennett picked them apart. He threw for 5 touchdown passes.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. Texter is right. Texter says DJ is not better than Stetson, the mailman Bennett. I don't know. Oh, yeah. DJ is not better than Stetson, the mailman Bennett. Okay. let's start out there. All right. Let's start out with the madness of today and the notion that I've heard it suggested that DJ Uiagalelei is overrated, that he wasn't a 5-star guy, that all these things. None of that could be further from the truth. None of that. On my way in, I heard Kelly going over some of the struggles that Trevor encountered early in his sophomore year, Deshaun encountered. That's right. And the distinction here is that DJ Uiagalelei wasn't the starter. That's the distinction. You know, Trevor was the starter. And so he was a starter returning. DJ Uiagalelei is in his infancy as a quarterback. All of the talent in the world is there. Are there some things that are at issue right now? Yeah, there are. There are a couple things that are at issue. I think he's having a little bit of a mechanical breakdown. I think he's having a little bit of a breakdown with his footwork, actually. And the reason for that is he's hearing ghosts already in the young season due to the Georgia game. None of that is surprising. We're to the point where we want to micro-examine every single throw he makes. Like, every quarterback in the country doesn't make bad throws at times. They all do. Every quarterback in the country makes bad throws. You know, that's the way it works. I mean, Tom Brady makes bad throws on a Sunday. throws that he wishes he hadn't make or hadn't made or that aren't accurate, etc. And we want to act like we're gonna critically evaluate every single throw he makes. Look, here's the thing. It's like returning a volley in tennis, a backhand volley. If your footwork isn't good, if your preparation in advance isn't good, your volley will not stay on the court. DJ is rushing his throws right now. He is hearing ghosts, and he's rushing his throws. The throw to Ngata that wound up in a deflected interception, that looked like a footwork issue to me. In other words, you can't just say, okay, I've got to get this ball. First of all, let me just explain something. On a wide receiver screen, that ball has to be hummed out there. It has to be accurate. It has to hit him in stride. It has to be hummed out there. You know, I know there's a lot of discussion about touch. You can't throw that ball with touch. That ball has to be rocketed out there, but it has to be on target. But the reason you're on target is your footwork is right. You move your feet, you're facing your target, you deliver the ball. DJ threw that ball like so many of Matthew Stafford's throws over the years have been in Detroit with bad mechanics. It was a footwork issue. It was a footwork issue. And I'm seeing that frequently with him. I think that right now he is feeling pressure that may not even be there as a result of that Georgia game. And he just needs to settle down. He needs to settle down. He needs to focus on the little things, his footwork. And as he focuses on his footwork, the rest of it will improve. Here's another thing. And it was something I was thinking about this morning. And so I wrote the numbers down. What is DJ missing from last year? Here's what he's missing, all right? And think about this. He went to Notre Dame, played against an elite defense with no running game, all right? No running game whatsoever because he couldn't run due to his shoulder. I was thinking about that game and thinking about who made the plays in that game. And DJ threw for 439 yards in that game. Here's the truth of it, okay? Cornell Powell had 6 catches for 161 yards. Amari Rodgers had 8 catches for 134 yards. Travis Etienne had 8 catches for 57 yards. How many of those three guys are still on this team? Oh, the answer is none of them. See, they accounted for 352 of DJ Uiagalelei's passing yards. 352. See, he had, even though he wasn't the starter, even though he's not taking starters reps in practice, he still had veteran receivers with which he had some apparent chemistry. And again, those three guys, that's 22 catches for 352 yards. Of DJ's yards against Notre Dame, 22 catches for 352 yards. And you know how much of that is there? None of it. None of it. And I'm sorry, right now he has absolutely no chemistry with Justin Ross whatsoever. Look, this isn't hard to understand. This is a chemistry issue. This is not a quarterback issue alone. This is a everybody issue. This is an offensive line issue. This is a running game issue. This is a wide receiver issue. This is a quarterback issue. It is a chemistry and familiarity issue. And how does it get fixed? By playing games. Think about this. When Tom Brady came over to Tampa last year and took over that group, how did it look for the first half of the season? You're talking about the greatest quarterback in the history of the game and an allegedly elite group of wide receivers. How did it look for the first half of the year? It looked like they had no chemistry. How many Clemson teams have we seen start out the first half of the year and just not look like they're hitting on all cylinders at all? Cliche alert. How many? over and over and over again. It's building toward an end. So what I would tell you is, don't sweat it. These things will all be fixed. They'll all continue to get better on a week-by-week basis. It's the way it's going to be. It's going to take a few games. It's going to take a few games to develop that chemistry. Because, again, I just had this random thought today on the Powell-Amari Rodgers-Etienne thing. Again, Cornell Powell, 6 catches for 161 yards. And that's 25 yards a catch. Amari Rodgers, 8 for 134. That's like 18 yards a catch. Etienne, 8 for 57. That's all the yards. All the guys he threw to against Notre Dame, none of those guys are there. None of them are there. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And clearly, he is not at all on the same page with Justin Ross as yet. Will he be? Yeah. Game seven. Second half of the year is when these things will start to come together. And they'll come together slowly before then. But that developing that chemistry with this whole group of receivers. I want to talk more about this on the other side. Clemson dominates. He'll be up first when we get back. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture, where we pay the tax. Choose from Topatone, Summer Classics, Hanamet, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Rattan outdoor furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check them out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a 2-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
At the Health Dare, we only care about one kind of fat, belly fat. It increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, anxiety, and depression. Inches on your belly can be years on your life. It's not worth ignoring, so call the Health Dare. We specialize in blasting belly fat. And at the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Have you traded or do you want to trade cryptocurrency? Don't let the tax headaches you may have heard about stop you. Now there's a secure, easy, and tax-advantaged way to invest in crypto and diversify your portfolio, the Alto Crypto IRA. By opening an Alto Crypto IRA, you can use retirement funds to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency with all the tax advantages of an IRA. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. And since all trading is done through integration with Coinbase, your keys, coin storage, and trades are all completely secure. Set up an account in minutes online and begin trading with as little as $10. Or roll over from an existing IRA. There's no account minimum, no setup charges, and no hidden fees. Invest in crypto and modernize your portfolio with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/sports. That's altoira.com/sports. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/sports.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. We're training healthcare heroes at Tri-County, from medical lab and surgical technician to EMTs and medical assistants. You too can make a difference in this ever-evolving world of healthcare. Learn more at tctc.edu/healthcare. Tri-County offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/healthcare.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
There's a fatherless child, a mother who prays the boy won't grow wild. There's a song in the night, a ring in Kalamazoo. Stands a young man at the crossroads in the blue, my blue.
There are some things afoot in the game of football right now. Yeah, that may finally give defense a little bit of a foothold. That's 3 foots in one sentence.
That's a lot of foot.
That's a yard.
That would be fit.
That's a yard.
Feet.
It's a yard.
That's a yard. Is that big foots or big feet?
Yeah, I forget. I'll have to ask that guy again. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. I will say this. To this point in the college football season, through week zero, week one, week two, I think the alleged best teams in the country and the Power Five level as a whole might be as shaky as I've ever seen it, ever. We're seeing a lot of Group of Five upsets over Power Five schools. I don't think it's surprising right now. There is really nobody who looks great right now, including Alabama. Nobody. There's nobody I've watched so far who I sit there and say, man, that's a great team. Nobody. And not even close. We're not even that good yet. The top teams in the country look remarkably average. And the entire, sort of scale of college football right now is off. It's off. There's no consistency. I didn't trust Southern Cal at all. I said that before the year. I said I thought they were an 8-win team. But they looked pretty good in their first outing. And Stanford looked horrific. Horrific against Kansas State. They couldn't score if you left them by themselves in the building. And they somehow scored 40 on Southern Cal, 42 on Southern Cal, and blow out Southern Cal, who they often play well against. Some of it is just playing matchups, but there's some strange things going on in college football right now. Clemson dominates, so coming right to you. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason that a large portion of their business comes from previous customers and referrals. Look, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. The Gilstrap difference, serving upstate and Midland since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or online at gilstraproofing.com, gilstraproofing.com. You know, Ramona, we told you several things about the NFL before the season began that I think all look sort of important right now. One is that the Cleveland Browns will win the AFC. They gave that game away at Kansas City, but I think they come away thinking they're the better team, and that if they have to go there to Arrowhead and play, even in a playoff setting, that that they can win the next game. I mean, it was a punter error that really gave Kansas City the lead. And then we warned repeatedly that the Arizona Cardinals were a team to look out for this year. I felt that Kyler Murray was going to have an insane year, and he certainly had an insane day against Tennessee. And then finally, you know, everyone was down on the Saints, and I heard all this 7-8 win talk. I said they'd win at least 11 games. They kicked the living crap out of Aaron Rodgers and the favored Green Bay Packers. And Aaron Rodgers is just broken. I mean, he is, you talk about a drag on the system. This guy is a living, human, breathing drag on the system. This guy makes Will Muschamp look personable. Honestly, he does. I mean, and his comments after the game are just outlandish. Well, we're going to get to him a little later on today, but you want to understand why that guy doesn't win any games that matter? It's not hard to understand. He's a human drag on the system. Clemson dominates. Clemson dominates. How are you?
Hey, real good, Walt. So, three things. First of all, you know, got to give a shout out to Max Scherzer, 3,000 career strikeouts. And I'm not sure if he or Randy Johnson have the highest, strikeouts per nine of the 3,000 strikeout guys, but only 19 guys have done it. So that's quite the accomplishment. And the San Francisco Giants keep, you know, seeming to edge away from the Dodgers despite Scherzer's dominance since he's come there.
The Giants have been the greatest story in baseball. I mean, it's just amazing. The Dodgers are a very dominant team, and they have tried every way to catch the Giants all year, and the Giants have held them off for the entire season. And as you know, Clemson dominates. It's been a small working margin for most of the year, but they just maintain their position.
No, absolutely. And two other things. excuse me. First of all, I called it last year as far as the group of, group of five and the FCS. I said they were going to get much better because when you did that report, that there were all these way more players in the transfer portal than there were positions open at the Power Five schools. I said that, you know, the group of fives and the FCS teams were going to definitely improve. I look for Boise State to beat Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State did not impress me.
No, they didn't.
And
Boise State barely won. By the way, you also had the Bengals right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they should easily beat Chicago with Andy Dalton. I think by week three or four, though, Justin Fields has got to be starting. Yeah. You know, I mean, Matt Nagy's been, you know, headstrong with this whole Andy Dalton thing. But at some point, he's got to give up the ghost for the best interest of the team. And then as far as DJ goes, if you compare him to Trevor's first season, Trevor, his three starting wide receivers were Hunter Renfro, T. Higgins, and Justin Ross. Yeah. And I don't see, I mean, the good elite Justin Ross, not the Justin Ross we're seeing now. And I don't see, I mean, and God is good, but he's not a high point guy like these other guys were. You know, they would go and attack the ball. They would make spectacular catches. And there were quite a few balls that Trevor would be inaccurate with, and they would make great plays and make him look better. And DJ doesn't have any of those guys. Yeah, his balls are errant, but then also I'm thinking a lot of these catches, Hunter Renfro or T. Higgins, they'd be catching those balls. And, you know, because they did.
Well, remember one of the big conversations in which Trevor was getting criticized heavily on a national basis was people were saying all he does is throw jump balls. You know, remember that?
Yeah.
That whole conversation that was happening. And I said, well, you know, they're 50-50 balls that are more like 80-20 when you have Clemson's receiver. So that's being done by design. But you're right. Right now, you don't have that.
I mean, they gotta be aggressive. You know, the wide receivers need to go attack the ball. They need to high point the ball. You know, if the throw's a little bit off, make a play. You know, are you going to be just like an okay wide receiver where the ball has to be thrown right to you? Yeah. Or are you going to be an elite wide receiver? Because elite wide receivers, they go attack the ball. They find the ball, even if it's not there. They take advantage of their wingspan. They have good hands, you know, and that's just, I'm not seeing it from this wide receiver group. They're not doing anything to make DJ look better. You know, that's the thing. Unless the ball's right there, it's, you know, it's not happening.
Yep, good job, Clemson dominates. Good call on Cincinnati, too. But, you know, I really thought that the Bengals would be vastly improved as long as Burrow was healthy, and they looked that way against Minnesota. Now, look, I don't think a lot of that Minnesota team, but that's a big win for that young football team. And oh, by the way, Ja'Marr Chase played well, too. So they have weapons everywhere. They have absolute weapons everywhere. That division and the NFC West, just two loaded divisions, absolutely loaded divisions. And so we'll see how it plays out. Texter 940 says, thank you all. I think DJ and Powell had a special chemistry. Also agree with ETN and Rogers. Right. I was thinking about that this morning again and thinking about that Notre Dame game from last year and where all of those DJ receptions came from in that game. And I started thinking to myself, well, they're all the guys who are gone. And so I actually went and sought out the box score and looked it up. And, yeah, if you missed it in the first segment, of his 439 passing yards against Notre Dame, here are the numbers. Cornell Powell, 6 for 161. Amari Rodgers, 8 for 134. And Travis Etienne, 8 for 57. None of those three guys are on this team. And that accounted for almost all the yards, almost all of them. 352 of the yards were those three guys. And right now, again, he has no chemistry whatsoever with Justin Ross. I'm not interested in assigning blame. I'm really not. I'm not gonna sit there and say, well, you know, this option route was more this guy's fault than that guy. There are still pros who have played together for 10 years who are making errors in option routes. That happened with Mahomes and Kelsey in the Kansas City Cleveland game the other night. You know, but it's not just that. It's just having a feel. It's developing a chemistry for where a guy likes the ball, how he likes the ball, what he's going to do, when he's going to do it. These things are acquired over game reps, and it's going to take half the season, it looks like to me, to be where you want to be. Now, it doesn't mean you can't get better incrementally. That's the goal. Get better every day. Get better every week. That's the goal. And again, I think that I thought DJ rushed some of his throws against South Carolina State. I thought his footwork was less than ideal. And footwork is frequently what leads to inaccurate throws. In fact, most often, especially if a guy has an overhead delivery. And the footwork is an issue because he thinks he has to rush everything. Georgia sped him up. Georgia sped him up, and now he needs to slow down. He needs to slow down and remember his mechanics and utilize his mechanics, especially as it relates to footwork, and the ball will be increasingly accurate. This guy's accurate, okay? Just because it doesn't look that way in the first two games, this guy is going to be very, very accurate. I'm not worried at all. I'm just not. I think that all this will come together as he develops better chemistry with this group of receivers and as he just slows down a little bit. And I think that's what he needs to do right now. Take a breath, remember your footwork, slow down. Slow down. You know, you don't want to be throwing wide receiver screens with your shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. Because that's not workable. That's why that ball sails. That's why that ball sails. You know, if you... And again... wide receiver screens are I know everyone thinks those are easy throws. They're not. They're difficult throws because they're such timing-based throws, and every element of it has to work. They have to be accurate. They have to be out in front of the receiver. They can't be a yard behind them. They can't make them wait. They've got to be thrown quickly and on time and with velocity. Those throw, and furthermore, they involve a lot of guys, including the blocker. There was one wide receiver screen that Clemson ran. The 80 just didn't throw the block at all. Didn't throw the block at all. And it resulted in a negative play, almost an interception. The whole play got blown up. There's still, this team is just a work in progress, as so many other Clemson teams before them have been. You know, here's the thing. As we go to break, you don't win the national championship or go to the playoff in week one or week two. That's at the end of the year. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Join Out of Bounds live at Park National Bank Powdersville this Thursday, September 16th from noon to 3. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza, meet Qualk and Kelly, and maybe even win some Roar swag. The address is 10515 Anderson Road, just off Highway 81 in Easley. Thursday, September 16th, live with Qualk and Kelly from noon to 3 at Park National Bank Powdersville, off Highway 81 in Easley. We'll see you there.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Start your new Tiger tailgating tradition by owning a Lakeside Lodge Clemson condo across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley. Lakeside Lodge boasts high-end yet comfortable resort amenities like our restaurant, Traditions on the Lake, a football field for free tailgate festivities, and a lakeside fire pit to gather around on crisp fall evenings. When you aren't here cheering the Tigers on, earn income in the rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Join us every Friday night for Friday Night Final with Jeff Holley, presented by David Taylor Heating and Air. He'll recap our game of the week and give you scores and highlights and interviews from around the state of South Carolina. All that at the conclusion of our Game of the Week right here on The Roar.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
Have you thought about going back to school and finally completing your degree? If so, Southern Wesleyan University is your answer. 100% online classes, competitive tuition, and the opportunity to advance in your career. Pursuing a degree at SWU is worth your time and money. You will find curriculum that combines an ethic of care with real-world concepts, taught in a faith-filled community that equips you with the skills to meet the needs employers are looking for. Step into faith. Step into community. Step into SWU. Apply today with no application fee. Go to www.swu.edu.
My grandpa's blood sugar was over 500, but the health care coaches came to his house and told him how to be healthy.
That's right. It dropped to normal in just 10 days, and I put down my cane.
Now he has more energy to play with me.
If you or your grandpa have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, or IBS, take the health dare. Our coaching team will do all the work. Book your free consultation at idareme.com. That's idareme.com.
I dare you.
Everlawn Clemson offers independent living options like you've never seen before for adults 55 and older. Alleviate the burden of living at home with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. No more cooking, cleaning, or upkeep of a traditional home. Luxury independent living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture, where we pay the tax. Choose from Topatone, Summer Classics, Hanamet, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Rattan outdoor furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check them out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Keep fighting the spread. Wear your face mask. Stay 6 feet apart and get vaccinated. Join us and fight the spread. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxfax.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. You know, people are right saying, you know, back on it on terms of the road rage guarantees. Yeah, we killed it this week, but it should have been better. And Tester writes me, Tester 704 writes, well, I know you said you loved West Point when you were giving out the road rage guarantees last week, but my Falcons looked really good against Navy Saturday. How do you like Air Force's chances when they meet Army in November? That's from Adam in Norman, Oklahoma. Yeah, look, I would expect it to be a competitive game. But, you know, the thing is, Ramona, the Army was the pick that killed me because...
How come that
was? Well, because I should have been 7-2. Army led. I was giving Army in 5.5, okay? Now, see if you follow this.
Okay.
I was giving Army in 5.5, right?
Yeah.
Army led 34-13 with under 8 minutes left. And I had already put a little check mark by that. 34-13, they were beating their brains in with under 8 minutes left. And Western Kentucky wound up throwing a touchdown pass with 20 seconds left in the game to lose by 3, which was within the 5.5. Yeah. The degenerates, I think, were already banking on that one, and it sort of looked that way, but it didn't go that way. In any case, Tess says, I'm not saying I disagree with you all, but how much of the blame is on Tony Elliott? I don't think much. I really don't. I think Tony Elliott is a really sharp guy. I think he knows what he's doing. I think right now this is a chemistry issue that will start to look better every game. And by the second half of the season, this team should be in sort of championship phase or championship mode again, whatever Coach Sweeney calls that. But I think that's where they should be at the end of the year. I just think you just don't have it yet. You don't have it yet. And again, remember, as we talked about earlier, DJ Uiagalelei's favorite target last year appeared to be Cornell Powell. You appear to have more chemistry with Cornell Powell. And again, I take all this and I look back at Tampa Bay a year ago when Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, was not on the same page with those receivers at all the first half of the year. At all. There was just no chemistry. Brady just didn't know that group of receivers enough. And if the greatest of all time struggled with that, with a group of elite receivers, why would you think that basically a kid who may look like a man but is a kid isn't going to struggle thrown into these pressure situations against with a group of receivers that are sort of being reprogrammed as we go? Remember, Latson and Gatta were hardly on the field last year. Think about this, okay? And look, this is hindsight 2020, because I thought this would be better from the start too. And that was a mystery. Think about this. This last year, you had Powell and you had Rodgers and you had Etienne to throw the ball to. This year, you have Latson and Ngata, two guys who really weren't on the field at all last year, and Justin Ross, who absolutely wasn't on the field at all last year. And Ross is having to relearn everything himself at the same time. There's why you don't have chemistry. So it's just going to take a little bit, and you're going to have to be patient going through it. But if you think for 1 second that this DJ Uiagalelei is going to be something less than great at Clemson, you're wrong. Stick around. Logan, how are you?
Walt, how's it going, man?
How you doing, Logan? Appreciate you getting in.
Nice to see you, man. I got a couple things here. I agree with you about DJ. He's going to be an amazing quarterback. He just looks like a rookie right now to me. My problem with this whole thing is Tony Elliott. And I know you just said that he wasn't to blame, but let me tell you something. We didn't even start playing football until after the pick six against Georgia. I'm sitting on the couch with my cousin watching the game, and I'm correctly predicting 3 out of 4 plays that he calls. Like, I get 3 out of 4 of them right. So if I can do that sitting on the couch, what do you think a defensive guy that gets paid to predict?
Let me ask you this then. Since you knew all the plays and everything else, what would you have called against Georgia that would have worked differently given what we just talked about, the lack of chemistry, the inexperience at receiver, Ross sort of being reprogrammed, and an offensive line that didn't block anybody in that game? What would you have called that would have worked?
Well,
I'm not trying to be an A towards you. I'm really just asking.
I understand. But what my problem is like we had no run game.
Right.
You made DJ throw the ball to the line of scrimmage 95% of the time. Like, what did you expect was going to happen? Like, you know, what do you think Georgia's defensive coordinator was going to do?
And there's the dilemma, though. You know, you're not.
And that's where the pick six came from. That's where we lost the game.
Well, and again, you may not be wrong about some of that, but the problem is you just didn't have a lot of time to throw the ball vertically, and guys weren't getting off coverage either.
Now, DJ wasn't completely at fault. Now, there was a lot of times where I saw he could have run, and he had a wide open field to run in. He didn't run. He just stood in the pocket. But that's just him being a rookie. You know, it's his second game as his team, and that's what I told my cousin. It's like last year he was a substitute. That was Trevor's team. This year is his team.
Yeah,
he's got growing pains to go with this team. He's got, you know, confidence building. He's got team trust building. He doesn't have that yet. I mean, Deshaun and Trevor didn't have that yet, you know, at this point in time.
Yeah, it's going to take... It's just
whenever
gonna,
they were playing.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take a little bit, but it'll get a little bit better, I think, every game. Hey, Logan, good talking to you. Appreciate the call. Texter 230 says, quarterback run game. It was there all game. It wasn't there all game. That's an exaggeration. There were moments that it was there. But I think the question going in was, did you have a backup quarterback? And this is something we talked to Dabo Swinney about way back in March. It was clear that he didn't have a lot of confidence in his backup quarterback, but he also said that we're going to do whatever we take to win every game, meaning that if we have to run the quarterback more in a particular game to win it, that that's what we'll do. And I do think there were opportunities there that weren't taken. That said, there was also an opportunity for Georgia to kill him because Georgia was eating up everything, all right? Let's not act like the run game was working and then, therefore, if the quarterback pulls it on zone read, it's going to be open. I think there were several situations in scramble situations. Let me give you an example, okay? Remember when Trevor Lawrence first started running this offense and he looked completely uncomfortable in the running elements of it? He did not execute zone read well at all. He had no feel for it. Deshaun Watson sort of came to him naturally, but Trevor, it was a learned element. And I think it has to be for DJ as well. And that is, it's funny because I went back and was watching watching some film on Trevor when he was here. And this was, again, a more experienced Trevor Lawrence than the one we saw initially. That's what Tony Elliott's claim is now. And it's a fair point. That is that everyone's comparing DJ Uiagalelei to a seasoned Trevor Lawrence, for example, which isn't fair to DJ Uiagalelei. You need to compare him to an unseasoned Trevor Lawrence and see how Trevor Lawrence got better, and DJ will as well. And those things will come to him more instinctively. Like, for example, I was watching highlights of Trevor Lawrence against Wake Forest, and this was a mature Trevor Lawrence, and you're seeing all the things that he sort of understood instinctively. In other words, when he felt pressure, he would pull it down and take off. And that's what people wanted DJ to do against Georgia. Now, again, the end result when you pull it down and take off against Wake Forest is probably a little different than the end result when you pull it down and take off against Georgia. That team is speed and athletes everywhere. And you don't want to lose your quarterback in game one in a non-conference game either. I just think there are a lot of things that balance in that game. But the bottom line is he's essentially throwing to a completely different group of receivers than he threw to in the Notre Dame game. A completely different group of receivers. The three guys who produced all the yards for him, they're all gone. And now he's dealing with three guys, two of whom basically didn't play last year, and the third of whom, Justin Ross, absolutely didn't play last year. So that chemistry has to be developed. And again, I go right to that Tampa Bay situation. Pam says, didn't Trevor have a sophomore slump of sorts? Exactly. Oh, yeah. Kelly and Quark were talking about this a little earlier on my way in. They're 100% right. It's that, I remember all the calls about Trevor. Throwing into too high safety looks, throwing interceptions, those kinds of things. People were out for blood. They were like, why are we throwing interceptions? It's because Clemson was trying to force the ball vertically into a lot of too high safety looks. And you're just not going to be able to do that. By the way, that's the thing that we're seeing in college football right now. I'll get to this a little bit later. Randy and Paul, I'm coming right to you. Before I do any of that, let me tell you about BetUS. Listen up, sports bettors. This is Walt Tiptula here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football's back. It's time to get in on the action. I only endorse one sports book. That's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Because BetUS has been America's favorite sports book for over a quarter century. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity. You need to know that you're going to get paid. That's sort of important. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives you bigger bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention WCCB. You can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I bet at BetUS. So should you. Go now, BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today and start betting with America's favorite sportsbook. That's BetUS.com. Enter WCCP, BetUS.com, where the games begin. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
There is security, and then there is serious security. When it comes to protecting the important things like the rock, there is only one choice, SecureView 24 from Priority One Security. SecureView 24 integrates live video with our central monitoring station, keeping you protected and connected during alarms. Call Priority One Security and ask about your exclusive SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a two-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a seven-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall invites you to their special VIP event now through September 26th. This event will feature pre-owned jewelry, retired styles, trade-ins, vendor samples, super clearance, and more. North America's largest family-owned jeweler for 75 years, Reed's Jewelers Associates look forward to helping you find that ideal piece of jewelry you've been looking for. Find it at the Reed's Special VIP event now through September 26th. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club begins its 40th year this football season. Every Friday at noon, the Touchdown Club meets at the gorgeous Anderson Institute of Technology campus at 315 Pearman Dairy Road in Anderson. They recognize local high school, offensive, and defensive players of the week, along with the coach of the week for the eight high schools in Anderson County. Each meeting has a keynote speaker from college or NFL fame. Please RSVP for your meal. Tickets are first come, first serve. Visit Anderson Area Touchdown Club on Facebook for more information.
The home of the hardworking, the daring, the adventurous. Live here in Line X Country. It's where you can protect, customize, accessorize, and upfit your vehicle from bed to bumper and beyond. Bedliners, floor liners, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, tie downs, and more. We'll help put it all together for you in a one-stop shopping experience. This is Line X Country, where adventure begins and good times never end.
Come see us today at Line X of Anderson.
Are you ready for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hood Construction has been building the right way since 1986.